Welcome to Embers of the Bonfire. This is your host, Harab Najjar. And today's guest is a childhood best friend, a brother, and one of the wisest souls that I know, Hussein Al-Wahhabi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Harab. Really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you being here. So today's topic is letting go. What does that mean to you?
That's a really big term, actually. You can apply it to a lot of things. I mean, I think it's one of the best concepts when it comes to dealing with life in general. What do you want to go into exactly?
What comes to mind first when you hear letting go?
Letting go of expectations. Letting go of your own concepts on how you should live your life. Just being able to live without putting things into bricks. Like putting fixed concepts onto things or fixed judgments onto things. Like concepts on people, judging yourself or judging a mass community, you know. It's a big, big term, actually.
So from what I understand, it's from your perspective, it's a letting go of judgment.
Definitely. That's one of the things I really think of.
For context, there's a book on letting go, which I think has changed both of our lives.
Yeah, was an amazing recommendation. And yeah. That was a gift, actually.
Yeah, for me too. So the book is called Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender by Dr. David R. Hawkins. We both really loved the book. And it's a timeless book because it's a timeless teaching. It's a mechanism or it's a tool that you can add to your life's toolkit. From the toolkit, it allows you to let go of judgment. It allows you to let go of any, as you said, any concept, any barrier to living your life in a positive or loving way or in a peaceful way.
I think it's based on every emotion you can experience as a human. Like from negative emotions to up to the positive emotions. How do we let go of the expectations based on those emotions?
It sounds so simple, but it's actually really powerful because it allowed me to understand that obviously we all have emotions, right?
Yeah.
But it put emotions in like a scale of, okay, you have your, as you said, negative emotions, which are more dense, such as fear, anger, sadness, grief. And then you have the more positive emotions, which is love, joy, happiness, peace, acceptance. And it gives you a baseline of that's your emotions, but why you use letting go is to get out of the lower emotions into a neutral state. And your neutral state is, you know, your natural neutral state is positive, is loving, you know, is joyful, is peaceful. So it's using that mechanism to get to that space.
So it's like more of a space, which is an observing place. There's no getting into the emotion because as humans, we always tend to get into the emotion, then we storify things, right? We make a story behind the emotion, which makes us attached to that emotion, making us feel like we are the actual emotion itself.
To double down on what you're saying, you're not that anger. You're not that fear, but you're experiencing that feeling of anger and fear. Letting go allows you to see those emotions from that observational space and let it go. Shall we talk about the mechanism of how do you let go?
Actually, I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you let go? So for example, say you're feeling fear, you have a fearful feeling or a fearful thought. How do you let that go?
To be honest, I'm still practicing on...
Me too.
Like trying to observe emotions in general. With fear comes with having an expectation set. There's a fear of what could happen in the future. If we speak about like fear, I think it's to let go of the expectation of what you're expecting to happen in the future.
But how does one that's listening to you right now, how can they apply that?
Everyone has their own techniques. Some people do it by distracting themselves with another thought. Some people can do it with surrendering the thought to God. It's not that easy. For me, I tend to detach from the emotion. So I try to observe what is it actually. Doesn't always work, but as I said, I'm practicing it.
That detachment of emotion, that's the process. That's the mechanism of letting go. So how do you detach? Say the feeling of fear comes up right now. How do you detach from that emotion?
I think it's observing it and knowing that it's not a part of you. It's something that can be observed in you. It's not actually you. Because the moment you get into it and you say, this is me, this is how I'm feeling, then you storify it, you make it really big, bigger than what it actually is. So for me, that's, I think, how I do it, actually. What about you? How do you do it?
With fear or with any emotion that's a negative emotion or a more dense emotion or a heavier emotion. So it's just focusing not on the thought, because a feeling, 1,000 thoughts can be tied to one feeling. It's focusing, keeping your focus on the feeling. So now you're focusing on the feeling. You don't judge it. You accept it. You let it be. You just let it flow through you and let it go. Literally, you're not holding on to anything. Not even the thought, I want to let go of this feeling. Even that you let go of.
Okay.
And you completely be that observational, non-biased, non-identity self of, this is just flowing through me. Going back to you, it's temporary. It's not you. So just letting the feeling literally pass by you. All the sensations, don't judge them. All the feelings, don't judge them. Just be open, open focus, open awareness of the feeling itself. And naturally, the feeling and the letting go within you is letting go by itself. So just to let that process happen naturally without trying, without effort, without judgment, just feel it all completely unfiltered. Just everything that comes up. And from there, there's a lighter feeling that comes up. You surrender that to, let go of that as well and keep on going. And don't judge that of, oh, I'm letting the feeling go. Or, feeling is, no, even that you let go. And you go into the space of, I am not the feeling. I am not the thought. It's just flowing through. And naturally, you feel there's a sense of peace. There's a sense of neutrality. It's a sense of calmness. And that's the space you need to be in.
Now, mashallah, that's a really amazing way to put it. I was thinking about it, and it's the most perfect way to describe it. It's a breakdown, right?
Yeah, that's a mechanism, yeah.
So there's you think the feeling comes before the thought, right?
Yeah.
So there's the feeling first, and then beneath it are all of the thoughts.
Yeah, and so beneath the feeling is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you're focusing on as well, right? That's what you focus on. The true you, which is not the emotion, not the energy, your timeless self, your true self. Yeah. And that's what needs to be focused on. And by focusing on that, that's how you let the feelings go. Because you're not identifying, attaching yourself to it. You're not identifying as the feeling. And and it happens naturally. That's the magic of it, is you don't need to try. Just be open. Have an open awareness, open focus. Have that intention or that niyyah. Mm. And it will let itself go. Your body, that's what yourself does anyways, is you let things go without trying. You don't try to digest. You don't try to make red blood cells. Your body just does that for you. And that's the same with letting go. You just open your awareness to it. Open your awareness to the feeling. Whatever it is, whatever the feeling is, and watch it pass by you.
Actually, I think exactly the emotion of fear. I think what it comes with is also the feeling of being able to feel like you're in control, I think with fear, it's like you feel like you're losing control of your thoughts, your body, whatever it is. I think fear really stems from that. Most of the times, things are going out of control, or things will go out of control.
And letting go is letting go of control. Because control is a sense of judgment. It's a mind tool, right? And that can be let go of as well. Anything can be let go of.
Yeah.
Anything. That's the power of the strength and power of letting go, is anything can be let go of. And you don't need to try.
We just spoke about negative emotions, right? We spoke earlier that we can also let go of what we call positive emotions too. Many people, they would say, why would you want to let go of a positive emotion?
Yeah.
What's the reason, do you think, to let go of a positive emotion?
I feel like with a positive emotion, it's even more fulfilling. For example, acceptance, right?
Okay.
Acceptance is a powerful emotion.
Yeah.
Right? But letting go encompasses acceptance, love, joy. It's all of these positive emotions in one. Happiness is temporary. And acceptance can be temporary as well. Joy can be temporary. But what's not temporary is the mechanism of letting go, is your true identity. That space that feelings come and go, thoughts come and go. There's a deep peace, a safe haven for you that's always there. And that's more foundational for you to be in than happiness that can last a day, for example.
Yeah.
So that's why it's useful to get to practice it, because in the mind, you're like, oh, I want to always feel happy. But also, that's not realistic in our lives sometimes. But what is realistic and what is true is your true self. So when the feelings do come up, which are positive, you get to enjoy them, but yeah, you're not attached to them.
Oh, that's an amazing part.
Yeah,
when you say that, I sometimes tend to do that, whatever it is, like positive or negative emotions. Yeah. You know that it doesn't last. If you practice it, even with the positive emotions, it's like you tend to be more into a neutral space, so that whatever happens, you'll still be okay. You can experience it. You don't deny anything. You don't deny the negative or positive emotions, but you can still be in a space where it's like you learn more about yourself. You can see what reactions certain things or certain like events do to you, how you can process those emotions in a way or let go of them. It's definitely an amazing technique.
It changed my life, how I go by my day to day, my moment to moment, just to know that I am not my emotion that I'm feeling, or I'm not the thought that I'm feeling, and it's not that personal, and that I can let it go. It's been really...
It's a blessing.
A huge blessing. Yeah. You know, because those emotions can be intense and really limiting.
Limiting is definitely what it is.
And why is it limiting? Because your true identity is not limited, right? It's unlimited, and it's so powerful.
Acceptance, to live by acceptance, is amazing. That you can accept things as they are. That's alhamdulillah, that's a blessing. If you manage that, or you get that skill where you can accept things,
no matter
life
what
will
it is,
definitely change. Yeah.
For, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think letting go is another word for acceptance too?
Basically. Yeah. I remember you used to tell me, like, you used to see life sometimes as like a movie and you're just a character. It's like when you watch a movie, it's not personal, but you just enjoy even when the person is going through hardship in the movie and whatnot. It's not personal, but you still get to enjoy that experience. That's essentially the mechanism of letting go, is going through life without the things that happen in life not being so intense or heavy or sticky onto you.
Yeah, you don't tend to like hang on to the...
Hold on, yeah, exactly. Holding on is basically the opposite of letting go. You know, holding on to the fear, holding on to the resentment, the betrayal, the hatred, holding on to that heavy energy.
Holding on to the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Stories that keep repeating themselves. Because the moment you hang on, the story keeps becoming stronger. It's a never-ending game.
Exactly. And you could go in the opposite way. You could go in that opposite way. Yeah. So what do you choose? To let go and be free?
I'll style my blue pill, red pill.
Yeah, what pill do you choose? You're in the Matrix. What pill do you choose? Right? Yeah. Even the lessons that come and the growth and hardships that do come, it's not as personal. Yeah, why not let go? Be free. Allow the feeling to come up. Accept it. Let it go. And let it be.
Oh, that's a great way to say it. I mean, that's practical.
And that's the biggest thing about letting go, you know, in this book, is it's practical. A lot of spiritual books will tell you so much things and it's difficult to apply it. Yeah, you need to write a list of things. But this one, it's a... actual mechanism that you can do. You know, you don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to be doing... It's literally, you can do it anywhere and everywhere. Open that focus, whatever sensations,
feelings.
That's
like a practice. I mean...
Yeah, it is a practice.
It's like a muscle you practice also in some way, you know? It's...
Definitely.
It doesn't come like suddenly. Oh, some, for some people, maybe they're blessed to have that.
Yeah. I mean, kids have it.
Yeah.
You know, my son, for example, to me, You know, he's on to the next thing and he's playing. And
you can learn a lot from kids, I'm sure, you know, in these terms, you know. Actually, sometimes it feels like kids have more wisdom than adults.
How they let things go and how happy and joyful and excited they are to live their lives, definitely.
Yeah, subhanAllah.
There's so much to learn, so much to learn. So we talked about letting go with ourselves. How does it relate to interacting with other people?
I feel like with other people, letting go is mostly, if there are people you already know, it's letting go of the expectations you have on them. Because the moment you set expectations, the moment you set like conditions, especially when it comes to like family members or like your close friends, I don't think setting an expectation on them is the best thing to do. At the end of the day, we're all humans. Nothing is linear. You can't just set an expectation on someone.
But if they don't go according to your expectation, then you know, it makes you less happy or less fulfilled or less content with that situation.
And plus the judgment part. I mean, if it's someone you know or you don't know, it's once you set a judgment onto someone, it's like you're hanging on to a certain image, which is the opposite of letting go. Actually, it feels more refreshing to not have these things like judgment and expectations of someone. Makes life more dynamic or more like refreshing. What about you? What do you think?
I'd like to use the example they used in Letting Go, the book. So the writer writes about him getting someone bumping his car. And he goes through the different emotions of someone bumping his car. For example, say I was in the vibration of sadness and apathy, that emotion, that energy, and someone bangs my car. My first thought would be like, this is me paraphrasing from the book, but essentially it's my thought would be, oh, why does this always happen to me? And then if I go to fear, and if my vibration was in fear, it would be, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. I don't have insurance, for example. I hope it's not a bad hit. I hope the other person isn't also hurt. So that's the vibration of fear. And then, for example, if my vibration was in anger, it would be, I'm so angry. Like, how can he bump me? I have appointments today. I need to go places. I don't have time for this. And so those are some of the negative or more dense emotions or heavier emotions. And if my vibration, for example, was acceptance, my thought maybe will be, okay, this happens. It's all good. We'll work it out. And then if my vibration was in love and it happens, then I'd be like, oh, I hope that other person is okay. You know, let me just check in on him. You know, if my vibration is on peace, how can I help this person? I'll see the situation as, let me care about this person rather than caring about a small dent in my car. So that's an example of the power of letting go. Is it shows you what your different emotions are. And okay, maybe your initial emotion isn't peace and it's anger, but it allows you to get to that place of letting go of anger into peace. That's what letting go does. Is it's basically emotional regulation. That's what letting go is. It regulates your emotions from heavy to light. Whether someone said something nice to you or someone said something not so nice to you or whatever it may be, you can use this to interact with everyone. And any situation is to use the mechanism of letting go. It allows you to have a tool that doesn't make you a victim to the world. For example, the why does this happen to me? You're allowed to take responsibility.
You're not victimizing.
Exactly. Yourself. It takes you away from the victim mind state of I'm not a victim. I'm going to experience life as a victor. You know, I'm going to experience life as a creator
of
my life.
Responsibility.
Exactly.
The way you react to things or the way you
exactly. Exactly. Because say you said something negative to me, okay? Yeah. If I had negative feelings come up, then that's my responsibility to let go of those feelings rather than blame you for making me feel bad. If I take ownership and responsibility for those feelings and let them go, and I feel love for myself, content with myself, confident in myself, even if you said something negative about me, it won't affect me. So there's a sense of power that you take back with letting go.
Actually, I feel that's like a really... Sorry to cut you off.
No, not at all.
I feel it's like a really, if you can reach that state, I feel like it's a sign that you're very emotionally intelligent person, you know, that you can take responsibility for how you react to things. Because we tend to react, you know?
Yeah, we all. We all do.
We already spoke about this.
Yeah, we all do.
Reacting, and the other word was
responding.
Responding, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely like, I feel like a link letting go to emotional intelligence. With having that space to be able to let go, you can also be able to read how the person in front of you is feeling or how they're going to respond to something. Mm-hmm. Because you're in a space where you have more awareness of what's happening, rather than being too into the story or filtering out your life through anger or
fear, exactly.
You know? So it gives you the space to experience all of that and to see it in others also.
Exactly. Yeah. That's powerful. Then you really are able to experience life and that person and that situation more, because you're not in your head, you're not in your body about it, right?
So that's like the potential of letting go, because I feel it's more for you to let go of things, because the only person you're harming by holding on to things is you. Once you let go, it becomes easier for you, becomes easier for the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you a better person overall, you know.
And people want to be around that.
People want to be around that.
You know, someone who is emotionally intelligent and aware, people want to be around that.
Yeah.
That's a powerful, powerful vibration to be in. Is that, you know, because you're aware of other people's vibrations. You're aware of your own vibration, first of all. And secondly, you're aware of other people's vibrations, and your interactions are more genuine, more sincere, and you're just more aware. And
you're more open as a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Your energy is more open to people.
Definitely, it's a tool to, and it goes back to being aware of yourself and letting whatever feelings come up and letting them go. And then that translates to you being there more aware for other people as well, and more steady for other people. It's definitely useful.
That's why I said this is a big, since the beginning I was saying this is a big word, it's a big term. I mean, there was even like a part of the book that talked even about something like public speaking or doing a presentation. So it really focuses on different scenarios.
And overcoming that fear of public speaking.
Yeah, public speaking or like smaller, the other stuff, mm-hmm. or like bigger challenges in life, such as disease or like terminal illnesses. I mean, the book definitely gave me another perspective on how I see things. And that was recommended by you, right?
Yeah, and it was recommended by someone else for me. And it was definitely a godsend. It was a huge blessing, to be honest, too. Till this day, I go back to it every now and then. It's timeless.
And the funny thing is that recently, I've been seeing this book coming up everywhere.
It's been calling you.
There's a translated version now. It's sold here. Everyone can buy the book now.
I have a crazy story that I've told you, right? Which is like last year or 2 years ago. I think last year, someone messaged me and said, I have a book for you. And I really thought about you. Yeah. And I really recommend you read this book. And I was like, okay, what's the book? And then the person said, it's Letting Go. And I was like, are you kidding me? Out of all books, you know, you picked, literally probably my favorite book of all time is that book. It's a book I'm definitely going to have. I'm going to go back to. And not only that, but also bring to my kids and utilize the mechanism for my lifetime, inshallah. Yeah. It's so practical. It's easy to do. You're probably doing it as you're listening to this podcast, you know, so.
Yeah, it's definitely something you can apply to everything.
It removes barriers as well, right?
I mean, with different people, there are different techniques.
But they probably let go in different ways,
I think this is the most like practical way of.
Yeah, some people let go with running. Some people let go with walking or art. But this is a way that you can do sitting. Basically, you can do anywhere and everywhere without to have anything or need anything.
Like an outer stimuli or whatever it is. Yeah.
Let's break it down one more time. How do you let go?
I think you can do it better.
I want to hear yours, because it's nice hearing different ways. Different perspectives on it. It's such a beautiful tool that you can see in so many different ways. So how do you let go? Say a feeling of anger comes up. How do you let go?
I need to observe, first of all, the sensations.
Yeah.
What it's making me feel at that moment. Because anger, sometimes, you know, it comes with like, you can feel it in your body. So it goes with observing then it goes with, for me, I like to see the story. Where is it coming from? Was it the situation that actually caused it, or was it something that I had before and it was triggered by the outer situation? Because most of the times when you tend to feel anger, it comes from something you had before or some anger you have trapped into your body. Anyway, so the moment you observe that or you see the story, you start to realize it's not actually, the story is something you made. It's not an effect. It doesn't have to be effect. You can observe it. I feel like the moment you see it, it shows that there is something else. If I can see it, it's not actually me. Let's say you're looking onto this mic right now, right? So you start storifying or putting an image. But if you can observe it, you're not that, you know? You're behind it. You can see it. So that puts me at ease. The fact that I can see it, I can see the story or the image I put behind the anger, I feel like it puts me like, okay.
Peace.
Okay, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Then I think mostly it takes care of itself.
Definitely.
Maybe I need to go back to it because the mind tends to jump back, you know?
Sometimes, yeah.
It tends to jump back to the story, but you still do the same technique. You observe it. Then you realize it's not you, you know?
Yeah.
It's a way to detach from it.
You're not the waves, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically how I feel like I do it, actually.
Yeah.
It's not always the same way. Sometimes it can be challenging to let go. Sometimes it can be very easy to let go. And alhamdulillah, I think with all emotions, actually, it's getting a bit easier. I mean, just to have this perspective that you can let go, it changes. The whole game changes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the same.
Yeah.
But imagine you're in a place or you had no idea of this concept of letting go. So you'd have to just be in that emotion. And it's really limiting if you think about it.
There's no way out.
There's no way out.
You know, there's I've probably told you this, but there's a beautiful story where this monk who's been a monk for 40 years, and they ask him, what's one thing that you know to be true? And this monk said that everything passes. In a sense, all these emotions will pass. Everything will pass one day. All the emotions, all the thoughts, all the hardships, it all passes. That's an eternal truth. Letting go allows you to be the space to watch everything pass. And there's a huge sense of peace there and strength there.
Definitely see that. If you really think about it, like life is short, so you never know what's going to happen the next moment. But why should we live our lives being in places we don't have to be in? We don't have to be in a certain emotion all the time.
No? I like that. Yeah. Be in that emotion. Yeah. Not necessarily physical, but in that emotion, right? I love that. That's key.
Yeah. I mean, even your nervous system, you know, if you speak about your nervous system, if you're in an emotion, like, especially if it's like a negative emotion, how does it affect your nervous system? You feel you're always heavy, you know, there's something that keeps bugging you, the sensation that keeps bugging you.
You're in fight or flight.
Diseases, sometimes like your immune system isn't working as well. You get cold. So if you're in a more peaceful state, you feel like, actually, if you're in the letting go, if you're letting go, even when that flu comes, you feel like it's nothing.
Yeah. Letting go also isn't necessarily emotional regulation all the time, but it's also being okay with what is, even if it's a tough situation, like, for example, having the flu, you're okay with it. It's a space of neutrality of it's okay that I have a flu. It doesn't mean the flu is going to go away next second or tomorrow, but it's okay. Whatever it is, it's okay. You know, so it's a coping mechanism as well.
I mean, flus are a small example.
Yeah, but yeah.
Like, let's say it's even with the more challenging things, you know, like maybe like a loss or like a long-term or chronic diseases. Eventually, you have to learn how to let go, I feel.
You
need to like surrender it to God. Because I feel with letting go is like surrendering
it
to God.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's another way of putting it for sure. You're surrendering everything to God. And there's a sense of peace in that.
This was an amazing session, I think. Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed this.
Actually. Yeah,
I enjoyed
this. Me too. Yeah. Me too, alhamdulillah. So time to wrap up. I have the final three questions for you. The first one being, what are you most grateful for right now and why?
Actually, I'm grateful for today being reminded of this concept, being able to observe not necessarily having to be into like a certain mood or emotion or story, and just being able to see things as they are right now.
Powerful. The next question is, what is your current superpower?
For me, I think it's being able to adapt, adaptability. I don't mean to compliment myself, but I think
own it.
That's what I'm doing.
The final question is, what is one piece of advice or one ember of wisdom regarding letting go that the audience can take?
I think try doing it, try practicing it, put it in like, even in the most, like the smallest things. You don't have to go, you don't have to go for the bigger things, but just try it. Try letting go of things. Try letting go of the perceptions you have of certain things. If you don't, I feel like you can lose a lot of opportunities in terms of what life has to offer you.
And where can people reach you?
They can reach me on my Instagram. It's 7SAINW.
Thank you so much for being here, Hussein. Oh, I really appreciate
it. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, actually, just to share, our conversations that we do have, to share it to the world. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. May this episode enhance your daily quality of life. May it enlighten you and empower you. Have a peaceful and radiant day. Stay blessed.
Amen, inshallah.